I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Hello and welcome.
Hope you all enjoyed the pre-show.
Yeah. Starting a little late. We have reasons. Brian will explain that later. Welcome. I want to just say a big giant thanks to everybody who's in this room. Give yourselves a big giant round of applause. It's probably close to everybody that's here. I mean, maybe somebody's, I don't know, hungover or something and hiding in their room. I don't know. And to them I say, rest up, you know? Welcome to our live event coverage of TMS Live Vegas Word Live.
We're covering it.
Before we get into the meat of things, I want to just throw out a bunch of thanks real quick to some very specific folks for all their extra help at this year's event. All those badges you've been wearing around your neck, they wouldn't be possible without Amy and Chuck Robinson, so thank you, Amy. Y'all are going to be so sick of clapping, but please keep clapping.
And for Amy.
After names.
Hold on a sec. And for Amy running the video game competition.
Oh, right. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for that. That was awesome. It went really well this year. Game Face won. Where's Game Face? Congratulations, buddy. Woo! Good job, Logan. Woo!
We gotta give a shout out to Cheesy G too for is
Kathy, Kathy here?
Kathy.
Yeah.
Always the bridesmaid. You're gonna get him next year.
That's right. But she did it with a busted up leg. It was something to watch. Big thanks to Deucey for running our board game. We want to put a big shout-out out there to KT Data and Hammond Chamberlain for all their work.
Good time, sir.
These guys are crucial for what's going on around here. I'd like to thank our wives, Tina and Kim, as well. I mean, it sounds like it's like a stereotype or a trope, but they really are huge factors in our lives, and I don't know that any of this happens without their support, so big thanks to them. Barry and Bobby Ann for all the patio love and everything else. That sounds gross. It didn't sound right to say it, but thank you for the patio love. And so much more. They just do so much. This year, we had a mini Marvel Snap tournament run by our own Claire Gack. Congratulations to her. And you're going to hear him later, but a big shout-out to James and Svet, who make this space possible, and they're going to be playing later. Can't wait to see them play. Same-sex Mary, big ups. Now, every week on TMS, we have fabulous guests. So now I move on to the thanking these people portion of the program. Steven Schleicher couldn't be here, but we love him. Bobby Frankenberger, he's here somewhere. Bill Duran is in the house somewhere. His lovely wife, Brittany. We also have, of course, Amy again. She's over there with Chuck. Also with us, he has a regular colored beard. I was wrong the whole time. Travis Crawford, a.k.a. TV's Travis. He's awesome. You guys make Tuesdays great. I know you're all alternating now, but we really appreciate what you bring to the show on Tuesdays. Dan Patrice couldn't be here, but I know he's here in spirit. He would have loved to have been a part of the board games. Tom Merritt, of course, who had to leave a little early, but big shout out to Tom for being part of it. And only a few more. Nicole Spag and Randy Jordan for Recommendals. Big thanks to them.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Brian Mother Effin Dunaway for being on the show. We love that guy. And last but not least, my sister Wendy and her fine therapy. Oh, and one more. She's at home watching. She would have loved to have been here, but Monica, aka Wicked Kitten, she couldn't be here.
But thanks to her, you guys are all orange.
That's right. That's right. So we're streaming this to the Discord. I don't know how well it's coming through. We'll find out later. But for those listening there and anyone here, anywhere, we're going to take this stuff when we get home and post it to all the proper channels. It'll be on YouTube, and it'll have an audio version on the feed, and it will be a very nice quality version of that with KT Data's fine filming and recording work, and everybody else was helping in that regard. So watch for that. All right, a couple of quick things. First of all, as you know, there's a lot that goes into this thing every year, right? We get ready for it. We do all the preparations for it. We figure out what tickets are going to be. We figure out what swag's going to be. We drive it up here. And big thanks to those folks that helped us bring some of that stuff up and all that. But I am telling you right now, from the bottom of my guts, there is no TMS Vegas without feet on the ground, Brian Ibbett. So big thanks to Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, you deserve that and more. I'm really glad you're all here. We're going to do a couple of quick things, a little show kind of adjacent things before we get to the real meat of tonight, which is to see how our 2024 Taskville contestants did, myself included. I'm a little nervous this year.
You should be.
I should be. I wanted to tell you a story, something that happened, all right? Now, it's been a while since I've had a weird story, but we had one on our way here in St. George, Utah, which we always stop in, get a little food, the best Taco Bell in the West. I don't know why. But we stopped at a gas station, and I just needed to pee. So I go into this gas station, and the minute I open the door, bling, it just opens up, and this guy goes, "Occupied!" He just yells it. I actually had to look around to see who it was. So I was like, I haven't told Brian this story yet.
No.
So I start looking around the place, and I didn't see anybody. I wasn't sure. I saw two guys working, maybe a couple guys milling around in the store. So I just kept going toward this bathroom door. And the closer I got to it, "Occupied!" this guy yells again, just at the top of his lungs. I finally see it's a guy working there. And I said, "Oh, there's someone in there right now." He goes, "Occupied." And for a hot second, I'm like, I don't think he knows any other words. He was hired for one job, and he's doing it right now.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, "Oh, I'll wait then." Didn't answer, didn't say anything. I walked around the store, I was looking at chips or whatever. I wasn't even going to buy anything. I just said, "I need this bathroom." Lady comes out, hear the door open, and I hear him go, "Unoccupied." So I went and used it.
Nice.
And I said thanks on my way out. You know what he said?
"Occupied."
Nothing. He was all out of words. He had nothing else to say.
He said, "Occupy Wall Street."
Yeah. Also, the staff here is kind of amazing. We had somebody, I didn't witness this or see the aftermath, but somebody got a little, who knows, you know, a little deep last night.
Overserved,
there you go. And yacked all over the floor on the 16th floor near the elevators. But my gosh, dude, the people here, they come in like out of the woodwork, towels, air blowers, disinfectant, like just, and then this like took care of it all, then took off. It was like, you know, like an F1 car that pulls up into the pit and they just go, and then takes off again. That was freaking amazing. Outside of that, nothing too crazy this trip.
It's not bad. Yeah, things have been pretty smooth. I mean, you're only on the 16th floor.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. 25, need a special key.
Need a special key, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that worked out all right,
though.
It was
a snafu that kind of worked in my favor, and yeah, the plaza took care of us, and didn't get the room I wanted, but I got the room I didn't know I wanted. Yeah. So,
100% though, somebody has filmed a porn in that room before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And the room's not like specially set up for it. It's just, I just have a feeling.
The GoPro mounts in the ceiling is a little bit of the giveaway.
And now Brian is officially the second person to film I'm sorry.
Please visit my OnlyFans page and the videos of my feet.
I also thought
playing Marvel Snap.
That's right. I thought it would be fun if we did a little audience meme game, okay? And for all those wondering if Scott's going to do his third year in a row gummy live on the show, not this year. Do you not want to know why? Some of you know why.
Why not?
Like two...
What is that, you? Is this supposed to be you?
Yeah.
It's my daughter, Carter. She just showed up with a puppet, clearly built by the Robinsons, if I had to guess. Here, you want to get in here and say anything? Here, hold on. No pressure or anything.
I was forced to do this.
Who forced you to do it?
That's actually the slogan of TMS Vegas 25.
TMS Vegas, I am forced to do this.
I'm forced to do this.
I like it. Well, anyway. That feels
awesome.
Right to me. Anyway, so where was I going with that? I'm not eating a gummy. And the reason I'm not is because 2 days ago, or when we were doing the high roller.
You weren't doing the high roller.
I didn't do the high roller. I stay at the bottom and watch other people do that insane, dumb thing. All right? I don't like heights.
Yeah.
I don't want to go up there.
Let's wait a couple seconds to see about insane, dumb things.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't do it. So instead, I did a very dumb thing. And I tried Syndica? What is it again?
Sativa.
Sativa?
Sativa. Indica and Sativa.
In the couch.
Sendicar. Sendicar. It's in the house.
I took a Sinclair brand thing. Anyway, I took a Sativa thing. And
Sativa. There's no
Sativa.
N.
I keep saying it.
It's like the Hyundai Sativa.
It does sound like a car. Both of them do. Indica is like it's like a Hyundai or something.
It actually
something.
Does, anyway. Yeah, right. The Acura Intica.
Yeah.
Acura Intica.
And they make a hybrid.
Indica.
There's a hybrid both the weed brands and the cars have hybrids. So anyway, I tried one of those and that was a gigantic mistake. And I don't think it looked that bad to most of you, but those who were there, I thought I was losing it, like losing it. So I decided that was it for this trip. I'm not doing that for a while. Anyway, so that's why you're not getting that version of me tonight. But we are going to do a thing real quick where I want to do a quick meme test with, you know, you guys. The tip of the spear, TMS meme test. Now, this is important. It will go in your final grade. All right? So if you want to graduate from TMS school, be ready. Now, I'm going to say the start of a sentence, and I want to see how well everybody finishes my sentence. All right? You should all get all these. They're not even that hard, but here they are. I can totally see why.
You like it.
Very good. Easy start, right? Oh, it is definitely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crap. All right. I'm going to say these kind of deadpan so they don't give anything away, because sometimes tone matters. But how about this one? Hey, is it too early to get a... How about this one? Let's test the...
Ship's phasers!
Wow.
Yeah, they're good.
Do dogs have brains because...
This is like on the actual Family Feud,
yeah,
when they start showing the other answers to the audience. And the longer the answer is, the more like,
all right, I got one more. Let's see. This is so too easy. These are all too easy.
Yeah.
The tender crisp. Too easy. You guys are way good.
It's on your list.
You got one? Do it.
Yeah. Honk.
Very well done.
That's good.
Perfect. Well done, everybody. You passed. So, passing grade. Yep. Now, Brian, we're going to play a little game with you.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking of ways of warming Brian up for Taskville today, right? He's been working hard on this. He couldn't talk much in the room when we were being filmed. If you asked him a question, he would say everything you need to know is in the rules.
It's right? On the task.
Yeah, it's on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get better wax next year, by the way. That wax always takes a huge piece
out. It burns.
It burns? Is that why it does it? No.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, actually. It's the peeling the paper off, or the peeling the wax off the paper.
Yeah.
Always rips a hole in one of the instructions.
Yeah.
My shitty printer can't do anything cardstock over 20-pound paper, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
sense. So I'm going to fix that. I'll deal with it. It'll be fixed for next year. Yeah. I'll 3D print the buttons instead of wax stamping them.
Well, there you go. See, we're already making progress here. But this is to warm you up a little bit, little word association,
okay,
TMS
right,
style.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a list of words. You're going to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
To me,
you have
my
to be very
yes,
fast.
Go ahead.
Marvel.
Comics.
Craps.
Yeah. Oh, I guess the answer is now?
No. Feud.
Family.
Cheetah.
Tiger.
He hasn't seen this, and he couldn't have done that better. That was exactly right. Half-asses.
Dunaway, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I needed some help, but yeah, yeah.
Chat room.
Claire.
We would have also accepted distracting.
Distracting.
Yeah, yeah.
Claire.
Vegas.
TMS.
TMS Vegas, very good. Finally, recommendals.
I've moved Catwoman.
I hope Randy's listening. Well done. You also passed. So everybody
good,
gets
good.
A passing grade. Nice job. All right. Do you feel warmed up and ready for what's to come here? And,
well, we got to try some chips.
Oh, we got to do the chip thing. Totally forgot. So Mike Pacholik, where are you? Over there. He brought us some weird chips.
Now, Mike, so we got this one right here. Can you see which one, like this is the one, ask him if this is the one that he wants us to do.
Do you want us to do the ribeye steak? Actually, you know what, you get to choose. Ribeye steak, teriyaki chicken, we assume from the photo, I don't know. And then there is also ketchup flavored Pringles in here. The Canadians are rolling their eyes, like we've had this for decades. So you get to choose, which one do you think we should try? Ribeye steak.
All right.
That's kind of what we thought too, right? Now, what's cool about the ribeye steak? They're both Lay's, but these are made by PepsiCo in the States. These are made in a far off land. Hold on. Xingsheng Road in Hui Shu District in Tainan City, Taiwan.
He's somewhere in the audience. There he is, right there.
Yeah. So here, let's get a nice whiff.
Oh. 16th floor.
Ooh.
Do you like my Marty McFly? Hey, Doc. My voice has been a little shot this week. Big thanks to Christine Fletcher over there.
Oh, yeah.
Giving
and
me some voice exercises.
Yeah, shout out to Scott as well. Thanks for the great intro,
and Amanda,
Scott Fletcher.
Right here. Gave me some other voice exercises. I've been doing both. It's been awesome.
And your voice is back.
It's way better.
Yeah, way better. You sounded like crap this morning.
I did. I was once there was this kid.
All right, let's give this a shot, see what we think. Oh, that's funky, dude.
No, it's awesome.
Is it?
It is like, it is, I don't know if it's prime rib. No, you know what it is? It's au jus.
Oh, yeah, now that you say it that way, now I like it.
It is.
Now I love it.
If I would have said, oh, it's au jus.
Then I would hate it. Well done. Thank you for that.
Very cool.
Incredibly kind-hearted dude. He's always giving us stuff. We really, really appreciate it. All right. Brian?
Yeah.
It's time.
Okay.
We're handing it over to you for Taskville, Taskmaster.
Anything else in front of us that we need to take care of?
Let's make sure we don't. I have nothing else in my notes. What?
Can.
Who made this? Oh my gosh, it's heavy and has corn in it. Who made it? I love this. Do all of you know what this is? No one's made me a version of can before.
If you'll notice, there's an expiration date on it, too.
Hold on. It expired in 2019. That's the year I started the comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was right before the pandemic. Did you guys know that?
Perry totally, look, he's nodding his head. He totally knew that.
That is my favorite thing in a very long time. Thank you for that. I absolutely love that. Oh my gosh. All right. Did not expect that. Thank you so much. Is there anything else on the table that we need to... Oh, let's do this now. You want to do it now?
You want to do it now? Do you got numbers?
Let's do one now.
Okay.
We're going to do one now. Pick them, though?
I was thinking we were going to pick them between the two musical acts.
All right. I'll just tell you what we're going to do, and then that's a good idea. So during the music acts tonight, between the two acts, we're going to give away these... What are the clappers, or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Those clapper boards.
We're going to give you the clap from every podcaster...
Now, some of you already have the clap, and we know that. We may have gotten it from you. I don't know. But these are signed by everybody involved in the filming up there. So you got me and Brian and, Scott, Amy, Fletcher, Bobby, all your contestants
Wendy.
Are on here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give them away. Between,
Hammond, did you sign this, Hammond? Okay, good.
Where is it? I don't see Hammond on mine. Well, we'll make sure.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Oh, right there.
Yeah,
I see it now. Cool. Your signature is really hard to tell who it's from. Anyway, between the songs, that's when we'll do that.
Yes.
All right, Brian, now officially, may Taskville wash over us like a warm morning pee. Let's do it.
Excellent. All right. It's time for... We'll bring the stage in a second. Let's get to the intro, lovingly put together by KT Data.
Oh my God, it's back. I reject anyone's reality.
Is this a...
All right, please welcome to the stage Scott Johnson, Scott Fletcher, Amy Robinson, Wendy Dunford, Bobby Frankenberger, and not Tom Merritt, unfortunately.
Come have a seat.
I believe so. The ladies need to sit together.
Oh, okay.
The ladies will be sharing a microphone and a chair.
Okay.
Well, it looks like.
That's fine.
Are we still missing?
Are we missing something?
Oh, you're supposed to be over there.
Oh, I'll go over there.
Oh. You want to stay over here? It's easier. Oh, no, because Hammond needs to come over here.
So Hammond's coming here.
I'm going over there. And this is where I introduce Hammond. A quick behind-the-scenes note. I'm getting a lot of this stuff. I got a lot of stuff while we were doing the show. You saw people running up here giving me stuff. I have not seen a lot of these videos, so we're going to watch them together. We're doing it live. Sting, Sting's playing us out. Deep cut.
I'm mic'd.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, please, welcome to the stage my partner in crime, the cameraman and extraordinaire task comer-upper with.
Comer-upper with.
Can you tell? Mr. Hammond Chamberlain, everybody. All right.
You're safe.
So what do you think of this match?
It was fun. I'm glad we're to this point, though.
Question mark.
Yo, me too. Me too. I'll lower that thing.
I'm short? Is that what you're doing?
No, just you can point it down. Just couldn't hear you super well. I need to be able to hear you. All right, you guys. I asked Hammond, what did you guys think of this year? Without giving anything away about the tasks, what did you guys think of this year's challenge? This is your first year, too.
Yeah, what did you think?
Doing all of it.
Brian's kind of mean.
Yeah. She got it. She got it instantly. It took Fletcher like 2 years.
Yeah. So far, you're the mean one, though, which makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is that if you haven't done it before or seen Taskmaster or any game show where they do similar stuff, mm-hmm. it's really intimidating your first time.
Yeah.
Now that a lot of us have had 2-3 times, it's like we expect a puzzle and then we got to do it or whatever. But when you go in blind, mm-hmm. you're like, is Brian going to like put needles in my eye?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know what you're doing.
I was so afraid you're going to make us eat something horrible or whatever. And I'm, you know, so that like the first year that we did this.
Wait till Fear Factor. That's the.
No,
once I run out of Taskmaster stuff, I move over to
Fearville.
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 What you guys
Factorville.
Know, because it's not on the video, is that when we walk in, we're walking in by ourselves. Tina brings us up in the elevator and we walk into the room and she just says, all right, go in.
Yeah. Have fun.
She's so nice when she does it.
She is.
And then you walk in and there's a team of people pointing cameras and microphones and they're just staring at you.
Yeah.
And they don't say a word.
You cannot interact with them. Like you cannot even really acknowledge that
they're there. It is
intimidating
is my point. Like it really is.
Now, hot lights. We had a lot of lights on you guys this time.
The fun part is that you end up mindlessly babbling and free associate, so you get some free therapy out of it.
And you forget.
I know. There's actually something I'm going to be asking about.
You also forget that KT Data's cool microphones are hanging on you the whole time.
Oh, those things are awesome.
And it does have a way to silence in there.
Sometimes they're hanging on you if you remember to put them on.
Oh, right. Yeah. But it's always this feeling of you forget that they're on there, and you're saying really dumb stuff that you guys will absolutely use against us.
Yeah. We want you to say the dumb stuff. The instructions say...
Believe me, dumb stuff is required.
Yeah.
All right, should we see the first task?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, task number one. This will actually play, right? Hold on. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
It is an unfortunate mic stand placement, isn't it?
Where should I go?
Come on over.
Thank you.
Whoops.
Welcome, Tom.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You're here. Okay. Hi. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
We got a test for you.
Do I come in?
Come on in.
Okay. I'm going to put my man purse down.
Please do.
Merce right here. It's Merce and Hammond.
Hi, Brother Johnson.
How are you?
Good.
Had a purse, and I
test.
Where do you want me?
From the live studio audience.
Over here. Okay. Well,
you need a test.
Is that Barb and George? Hi. Nice to meet you guys.
Hello.
Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you.
I have a task here for you.
As usual, it was expected. I guess you just need to unseal this and read it, huh?
Sure, yeah. Okay. But you know, I do like your style of checking everything over beforehand.
You know, making sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Using only one hand for the entire task.
Build the tallest stack of dice on the other table.
You may not touch the dice with any part of your body, only with the items provided from this table.
You may only use one item at a time.
You may not move either table. Well, you have 10 minutes.
I've learned over the years to carefully analyze the wording of all of these things.
Okay. Yes. Oh, gosh.
Okay. See?
Can I touch one before?
With your fingers?
Uh-huh.
With all the information is on the test.
Okay, fine.
The number of times
I'm ready.
They say
there's
that
usually
phrase.
Like a linguistic loophole in here somewhere. That's what I'm looking for, but I think I'm just going to spend time doing the task instead.
Now that's just cruel.
Your time starts now.
Oh man, I could have talked this out till tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the task is you guys understand it. Take those dice, using one hand for the whole task. Mm-hmm. Get those dice transported to the other table, or as many as you wanted to use. Build the tallest dice tower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Bobby, you came in. You were, like, analyzing.
Well, I've learned in the past. In fact, Mr. Scott Fletcher over here taught us all last year that you really should pay attention to the specific wording of the task. Yes. So I was looking for, what's the trick here? Like, if I, you know, take my underwear off, am I able to, you know, like put it all in there and then, like, just form it into a tower? I don't know.
Only the items.
Your underwear wasn't on the table.
Yeah. That's, and I realized my underwear wasn't on the table, so I put it back on.
Sorry. Yes, Amy?
Well, okay, so you guys noticed there was a pair of tongs, an oven mitt. Mm-hmm. Very stylish oven mitt, by the way, and a pair of chopsticks. And one of the notes in the note was that the pair of chopsticks counts as one item. However, you were only allowed to use one hand, and the chopsticks were not broken apart.
I said the same thing.
It's an interesting thought. I did not even see that is thinking outside the box.
I did not touch those chopsticks because they were stick.
I allowed it. So if you broke them apart with two hands, really using one hand for the whole task, I guess separating the chopsticks would be part of the task.
Yeah, it would be.
All right.
But you could have used your teeth.
That's still different part of your body.
Did anyone use them?
Yeah. What, my teeth?
I didn't.
I tried the chopsticks, and they were terrible. Because the way that imagine a dice, right? They're weighted in a way, especially six-sided dice, that if you try to grab it evenly, it swings down.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you don't have them perfectly centered, they swing and they fall
and
out.
There's nothing about a wooden pair of chopsticks that hold them very well. They don't grip. And so it was just I tried a bunch of that, as you know, and it was mixed results as best I can say.
You know the feeling when you're listening to a conversation and you realize that you missed a huge section?
Oh really? What did you miss?
Yeah, and then they start saying, and the chopsticks. Yeah,
you mean now?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you not see the chopsticks?
No, I saw them, and I thought, that's irrelevant. And now I'm thinking, maybe they weren't. You guys were talking about the chopsticks a long time.
I just thought it was a trap because, they weren't broken apart. And in order to break them apart, I would have had to
definitely
touch them with both hands.
Yeah, it was more a matter because I would have even allowed, I'm going to use the oven mitt with this hand. I'm going to put the oven mitt back and then use the pair of tongs with the other hand. Totally fine with that. But you guys,
we all had different approaches.
You all had different approaches.
Yeah. Some more legal than others.
Some, as Hammond says, some more legal than others. Shall we? Shall we watch? Let's watch the brother and sister combo of Scott and Wendy perform their task.
Oh, gosh.
Your time starts now.
Okay. I'll come back for you. Here's what you guys don't know. I use these all the time in my life.
But I got all this. One hand only, it said?
One hand only.
I don't know why I'm gravitating toward this first.
Because of that.
Great mind.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh, this is so...
Let's just do this for him.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Oh, wow.
We could have used the paper.
This is stressful to be filmed.
Damn it.
I was nervous spelling my name. Okay, I got this. Okay, do you guys want to know about the optimal level of distress and cortisol to perform a task? I have too much currently. Okay, so then you breathe, deep breaths. Okay. Has Scott already done this?
I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, as you can see.
Look at you color coordinating it.
More than that, I'm in trouble.
This is not... This is architectural travesty here. But I like the chaos of it. How much time do I have?
Timer's behind you.
What? I can't turn around. Someone tell me.
8 minutes and 12 seconds.
Are we noticing I cheat a lot? Is that what's happening right now?
You don't cheat. You really just test the boundaries.
I do. I'm like, hey, who else is helping me out in this little task? Who does chopsticks? That seems hard. Really good.
Oh my god.
You want to learn about a psychological term? It's called scaffolding. I don't know if everyone wants to hear me talk about psychology or not, but scaffolding is where you build structures around someone so that they can be sort of more successful. Like my pile of dice here. These dice are cool.
Come on, you turds.
Did Tom Merritt do this?
Yes.
I bet it was really organized. And Scott's look like a face or something. This would make my husband crazy. He'd be like, this, you have a chaotic mind. I'm like, well, okay, should I keep going? Higher?
Pretty good.
All the information you need is on the test.
Oh, gosh, I'm good at repeating things. Okay.
You're moving him around. Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to shake it? What?
Okay. How high do we dare go?
I have a theory. So far, it's gone real good. Ooh, I'm tempting to use your other hand. Like a little kid playing soccer, I gotta grab the ball.
Okay. I might call it after.
Bobby's gonna dominate this because he's weird. Easy, Chief. Keep it together. I need that foundation though, so let's do it with the thing. Is this rope just to keep everything in?
Yeah. Okay. Keep you from having to chase dice all over the floor with a pair of chopsticks.
It's, in a way, I'm kind of hanging myself with it. You know what I mean?
You could do that, too.
Because this isn't going great for me. And, you bastard.
All right, should I try one more? You can't say anything. Give me the ice. Oh, my gosh, that's so stupid. Okay.
You hear me? I said I was stupid. You are a braver soul than I.
I don't have anything else to work with. All right, let's try this one. Okay. That was the whole point. I can't touch my hands.
Okay.
You realize right. You guys just made
four
the same
minutes
noise.
Is enough time to.
3 minutes, 39 seconds.
Shit. That's less than four.
Where are these dice from? They're cool.
I'm so shit.
Those are craps dice.
Oh, see? I know nothing. Also, that doesn't work.
This paper doesn't count as an implement, does it?
All the information's on the task.
But it's two hands.
feel like my capacity is higher than my production. Like, theoretically, I could do this better. Oh, please don't fall again. What time is it? I'm going to wait till the very end. Is that a bad idea? So, okay. Oof.
I love how none of you are okay.
That doesn't mean any good. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. Oh, no, no, no. Stop it. Okay. I got two more.
I love that.
Oh my god. Ta-da! I'm not gonna touch it. Should I just stand here for another minute? Okay, maybe I can do one more. I'll do one more.
Overachiever.
Yeah. Somebody measure it.
That's my stack.
All right. You and your brother make a lot of the same noises when you...
You guys be so stressed out, I'm getting another drink.
What I noticed with Wendy is she kept moving the dice around like she was sauteing shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah. I was cooking.
And at one point you're building like three towers.
Yeah.
Like you're making the Excalibur out of dice. Yeah. Scott, you figured out that the piece of paper was on the table.
I did. And I also figured something out in the elevator after I left.
What's that?
I should have tried it at least. You turn it into a cylinder.
Oh, turn the paper into a cylinder.
Take the one hand, get your cylinder, put it down on a stack of dice. I've seen this happen with cups and stuff. Mm. And you shake it really hard and they all line up and stack. And then I could have tried to do a big, long, skinny stack. But I'm not sure I could have gotten the paper in that kind of condition. There was a hole in it from the wax. Like, all of those factors were probably would have been a problem.
The folds in it would have definitely been a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed at myself.
How many hands did you use on that paper?
Well, in this case, clearly I used two without really realizing that I had. I think in my head I was going... I'm picking it up like dog poo, right? And I'm holding it to keep it out of the way, and I'm picking one up, and I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm just using this hand to grab it, and I'm pulling this back. And so in my head, it's not ringing the bell, but clearly I'm two-handing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Do you know how many we had in each of those stacks?
I don't.
I do.
What's the score on that?
So Scott had 11 on his stack.
Of height?
Height, okay. 11 dice high.
Thank you, reasonable.
That's not many.
Wendy had 15.
Twice, I had 15 twice.
15 twice. All right, let's see how Tom Merritt did. Look at that, we get a smiling picture of Tom because of the video.
Your time starts.
Yeah. That's right. There's Stacy.
Tallest stack.
Looking good.
All right. I know this feels easy, which means I'm probably doing it wrong.
No, I ain't thinking that. I think you just take them over in six chunks.
Could you lend me a hand, Bryce? I cannot. I feel so rude for not having said hello to everyone I walked in. So, hi. They've been instructed not to speak. Yeah, I kind of got that. So I'm not taking it personally. Trust me. Anything you say can be used against you by Brian later. And will on Wednesday night, yes. Yeah, exactly. The most fun part of these kinds of things for you, the viewer, is knowing what I'm doing wrong right now.
We second guess it the whole time.
At least it is for me.
How much did you count on the uncomfortable silence being entertaining for this task, Brian? 98%
of the task is the uncomfortable silence.
I figured, yeah.
It's
2% dice stacking, 98% Guantanamo Bay.
Uh huh.
Right. You've actually built the circuit.
Thank you for recognizing it. That's the tallest I'm going to do. How much time do I have left?
4 minutes and 24 seconds.
So what should we talk about?
I like it. It's got stair steps.
I'm not much of an architect. I don't always build things out of dice, but when I do, it's Dos Equis. I just want it to be clear that I don't want, even though it says to build the tallest of all, I just wanted to build something pleasing, and I hope you like it. It is kind of a test when you have extra time of your ability to withstand the impulse to just.
I mean, that is why the rope is there, but just in case. Yeah.
It could go taller. You're not wrong. But it won't.
Oh, look, there's the time. I asked you earlier, and I could have just looked right down there.
It's all right. I'm happy
that's,
to.
That's part of the task that I failed.
Happy to provide it.
This is a nice room.
It is.
Yeah. I would say it's sweet. That's 15 seconds.
Is that where you want to stop?
That's where I want to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we'll call time.
Okay.
All right.
You know, Tom was committed to stopping at 8. And so who are we to... We're certainly not going to say, you should go taller, but we're not going to say it. So Tom stopped at 8. He was comfortable with that.
He was pleased.
He was pleased.
Yeah, he was pleased with his 8.
It was actually more fun just talking with Tom for those 4 minutes that he decided to stop building stuff with dice. All right, let's see how Mr. Scott Fletcher did.
Okay, 10 minutes. It's 9:35. I can do. There's probably no penalty for dropping anything. I imagine this is what it's like for a thoracic surgeon. They've done it
just like this.
Just like this. In a hotel room. In fact, what is that bathtub full of ice over there for? Is that if I win?
Yeah, yeah. Well. That's if we win.
You've seen my strategy already.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Merritt's going to build this MRF all the way to the ceiling, one by one. What's Fletcher going to do? The attainable. I hope there's a fast forward button. Then it's done, right? Am I breaking any rules? Am I going to be disqualified? Wait, is this what therapy feels like? Where none of your questions are answered, you just walk.
That's
out.
Right, yeah, they just sit there with their notepad and.
That's right. Everything you need is right in front of you. It's been there all the time. True love has been in front of you the whole time. Keep going. I got 6 minutes. I could probably rebuild if it knocks over. But I can also stop. That's about the Fletcher's thing you can do. Being the best does not always mean being the first.
What would Fletcher
do? I think is going to be my limit. Oh, does it have to survive anything from people walking around?
Just has to, whatever's standing at the end of 10 minutes.
Let me reread the instructions again. You guys. Okay.
You got it. used your prosthetic there.
Yeah, no. I think I'm out.
Okay.
Smoke them if you got them, dude.
This whole time.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, and you came in, like everybody else, kind of expecting there'd be a twist and a trick. Sometimes it's just a feat of strength. Right. Sometimes it's just carrying dice with a pair of tongs and an oven mitt and chopsticks.
I'm still not sure it's over.
I mean, we still have to see what Bobby did, what Amy did.
Okay. I'm just going to sit here waiting for the surprise. Very good. Thank you.
Yes. Anything else? That was the first time I'd seen this, so I hadn't had a chance to write any more notes.
We didn't make you cry this year, though. That's good.
Oh,
that's true.
I was expecting maybe a lump of clay again to repeat the process, but I was convinced that my technique was so rudimentary and so elementary school, which is great. Hey, no offense, elementary kids.
No.
No.
All of them that are in the audience.
Yeah, I see you. You know who I'm talking to.
I was impressed with your kind of dedication to the task. You're four at a time over and then stacking every four. It never fell. It never toppled. You grabbed and you built and you grabbed and you built like four at a time.
It was sturdy is what it was.
It was sturdy.
And yeah. Consistent. It was
yeah,
consistent.
You should see me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I make a sturdy salad. Yeah, everything's perfectly stacked. That's
right. Hey, Wendy, is that scaffolding, what I just did there?
That was perfect.
Thanks.
Do you feel good about yourself,
Scott
Fletcher?
I am a well-put-together young gentleman.
Absolutely.
All right, so how many did Scott Fletcher have? I have it right here.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do, because I don't.
Yeah. Scott Fletcher had...
Want some glasses?
14.
Oh! Hey.
Chaos is winning.
Yeah.
That's right. The Excalibur so far in the lead. And then as we saw, Tom said, 8, and I'm good. All right, we got two more to watch. It's Amy and Bobby. We're going to watch the two of them together. Let's see how
they did. If it weren't for the one item at a time thing, I had this all figured out till I got that sentence.
Of course, yeah.
Because I was just going to open this and be like, but no, I can't do that. All right, let's see.
Okay, so I could you know put this on and pick, but that would be hard. But I'd be able to probably carry more that way. But then I would drop them all. Chopsticks seem like a really silly idea. And how would I break them anyway with only one?
Right.
Oh well, you can like to pull the chopsticks apart.
Yeah,
you can use two hands and.
Well, I had dim sum with KT and crew. Yes, and I did terrible with the chopsticks. I was not having a good hands day. It feels like so easy and obvious to go with the tongs, but I think that's what I'm going to have to do, because I got to get to it. All right, so one hand, tallest. The tallest. Tallest stack of dice on the other table.
Fine.
All the information is on the task.
I love the Jack and Sally.
Isn't that cool?
Here we go. Oh my God, you see how shaky my hands are? I give up already. Oh, this is impossible. Okay. Tallest stack of dice. You might be tempted to, but I can see how shaking my hands are, so I'm not going to start. I'm going with a larger base from the beginning. I'm not just going to keep stacking straight up, because I don't feel like restacking dice after they fall. Here we go. Let's just think I could get bigger than that. Let's get some dice over there.
All right, I'm keeping this with me, because reading is fundamental. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the one hand behind your back.
That way
it's
I don't mess it up.
Keep from temptation.
Because I assume there's a penalty if I do something. I should have counted. That would have been the smart thing to do, because then I could have, you know, engineered like a nice wide base for it. Yeah, I'll just start with that. That's a good plan. We'll build a nice square foundation. Seems like a good idea.
So you want to start with the large base because it makes it you get height and I might go with a wide tower all the way up, but we'll see how I do with one because I've got what, like 7 minutes by now. All right. Let's see. Ooh. All right.
I was telling Tina I was watching The Amazing Race on the way over here. I was like, I felt like it was good practice. I like the Holdernesses a lot.
Holdernesses, I'm sorry, not the Ballingers, yeah. The Holdernesses. That's
they're so yeah. funny, and you know, I was a fan of theirs anyway, and then so it was very satisfying
to
watch
they
them.
They seem like genuinely nice people too.
Yeah, it's right? Like they seem like they would fit in here. Yeah. But yeah, it was the way that they ended up winning was because like they're nerds. Okay.
These are these casino Vegas dice. You know, I've never actually seen any of these before. Didn't I say I'm not allowed to touch the dice with my hands? Or did I make that up? I know I have probably literally interpreted these rules to my detriment, and someone like the clever Scott Fletcher he probably figured out how to like use like his take off his shirt and truck them over or something. I don't know.
So now I don't want to play Jenga with it. I mean, for real though. Like,
no, just get the dice over there. This is annoying. Oh, God.
Only with the items provided from this table, meaning that table.
Correct.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. See, because that's what killed me last year was I didn't read.
Right.
I know, I'm the book lady. I didn't freaking read.
You ever... I found out recently I might not be the only person who does this, but you know when you like drop something, my instinct is to try to catch it with my foot. And I think I heard someone say somewhere recently that they did that too, and I thought I was the only one. Okay, this is the tricky part. I still have to use only one hand.
This is very clever, also very precarious.
I'm just going to use this like a plate. Trusty.
Science.
Here, KT, you want to get a really good shot of how shaky my hands are? I'll let you get in real close. Look at this. I didn't even drink coffee this morning. All right, so what's going to start happening is the stability of this tower is going to not, it's still 2x2, but each one of these is still only one, and it's going to get tall enough where each one of these is going to act as just one, and it's going to end up falling. So I think I'm going to need to start going only like a 1x2 so that I can stack them like where they connect right here so that they can hold the stuff below it together. This, I gotta take a deep breath.
Oh God.
That's good. That's good.
It's tilting.
Good job, Bobby. Good job.
I want to see if I can fix that. Okay.
I'm happy with this.
All right.
But you know what's going to happen is there's going to be 5 seconds left and I'm going to knock this whole thing down and we'll have any time to...
Let's go. One second.
Time's up.
All right.
Okay, so what are the scores on those?
Wow. Is this an indictment of soft sciences versus hard sciences?
It is, yes, exactly. Yes. Amy, very good. 11. Woo! Same as Scott. Yeah. But you used one hand the whole time. Kept the other one behind your back.
I did. Very good. So that I wasn't tempted. Yeah.
Bobby managed to stack right up to the last second. 19 craps dice. Did anyone else notice anything else in the video?
Yes!
Yeah. Gary? Yeah, he said you had to use the implements from the table.
And couldn't use your hand, and no touch your body.
From the table. Anybody else?
I noticed Hammond in the back looking weird at everybody. Well, was that an intimidation factor or
the
what?
The first day was my wife being judgmental. The second day was me being judgmental.
A yellow dishwashing glove taped to the back of the table. From the table.
Oh. Are you like kidding me?
Are you serious? Nobody saw it?
Nobody saw it. Oh. The only person that came close was Wendy, because as soon as she opened her task, she threw it on the ground, and I was like, if she needs to look at that task, like as soon as she picks it up, she's going to see the...
Actually, I thought Bobby was going to see it, because he bent down to get the dice, too.
He did, too, yeah. I thought one of you would see it, but that's all right. You'll have to watch the replay on Patreon coming soon.
Yeah. Wait, so you've got the scores?
Oh, scores, yes.
Scores, yes.
Let's see the scores. All right, Bobby, in the lead, 6 points, followed by Wendy in second place with 5 points. Scott, Amy, Tom, Scott, I gave you 1 point even though you touched the paper with two hands and disqualified yourself.
Fletcher's looks like a mugshot. I know about those from last year.
I know. I need to take new photos of you guys. This is like from 3 years ago.
That Wendy photo's much from longer like hair. Nerdtacular back in 2015, I think, that one, isn't it? Yeah. Wendy, that's old.
That was last year.
Was it?
Out on the patio.
Oh, yeah. It looks older than that.
All right, let's get to the next task, because we gotta move forward here. These I'm seeing fresh for the first time, so I'm gonna be discovering them as you do. This was yours. This is great.
So what I did was I found a bunch of old film clips online, shorted them down, removed all the audio, sent them to Brian. Brian had a say in which one I used. And so we picked this one that has a number of people walking around and talking, and we did it, and they had to create the soundtrack for the piece of film.
Absolutely. You guys want to see how they did?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it.
Take only.
Here's your task.
You have 10 minutes to create the audio track for the film clip you are about to watch. Once the 10 minutes is up, you will record your audio track as the clip plays. You only get one shot at this. Have fun and remember who you are and what you stand for. Your time starts.
My mom in here somewhere? Jeez.
Okay.
No pressure on that front. This camera looking right up my skirt.
Okay.
All right. Train whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
And we have second character, Madame Cigar.
Is this magazine
read
part
the
of anything?
Newspaper, leave me alone.
Oh, and a couple.
All your matrix pills are on the test.
So sad. I lost my matrix pill.
Hey. You may fire when
you're ready.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sir Malcolm
Sir
Cheese
Vincent
Nugget.
Powell.
Yep.
All right, that's the video.
That's it. Okay. So we've got footsteps here. We've got a train whistle. We've got that tracks. We've got the newspaper.
Whatever freaking
watch it again
dialogue we come up with.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's do a run through. Okay. Yeah.
And the
How
timer's
long is
already
the
going, though, right?
Oh,
okay,
How
there it is.
The clip?
Okay, clip, clop, clip,
here, I'll
clop.
I'll do this.
Yeah, we can practice a little bit. My IUD.
I think you just cast yourself as Borat.
No wonder I'm pregnant. What do you say about this?
Oh, is that mine? Thank you. You know, hold on.
I'll be out here in the hallway looking for more.
I was wondering if your mustache is actually made of cheese.
What do you want?
We can use this too.
Oh, I'm here smoking and reading the paper.
Why does she have that voice?
Oh, honey, don't cry. We'll get you another puppy. I'll stop him. Look, are you into, experiments?
indulge him, please.
I have to lip on this, don't I?
All right, here is the actual video.
There, what's this here on the floor here? Some sort of unit deal. Check in here. Excuse me, what the hell is this doing out here?
Oh, that's mine. Thank you so much. Where did you find it?
Out here in the hallway.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if you'd be interested in what I have in my pocket.
Not a chance.
Well, no, hold on. Just let me show you what it is. It's very small. It's right here. It's a matrix pill. Take it, and it sends you to the red place. Turn it upside down, and well, it does the same thing.
I believe I'll go to the drink cart. But first, I must take a shit. Goodbye. Good evening. Yes.
What do you want?
Yes, I've got this other vitamin.
I'm here smoking and reading the paper.
Oh, well,
Oh, darling.
It's going to be all right. But we'll tell him about the puppy later. You didn't kill it.
Oh. Grand Moff Tarkin, I didn't know you were here.
I'm sorry, but you've got me mistaken for my brother. I called the upper bunk. I wrote it down right here on this piece of paper.
That's bullshit. I'm taking the upper bunk. We discussed this earlier.
This is a piece of paper. You can't argue.
F off, Birdman.
Hold on. I'll take care of this. Look, we're into experiments. What do you say?
I'm putting my luggage in the upper bin.
Oh, won't you be
I'll talk him into it, honey. Just hold on.
I know it's very weird.
He's got a sexy mustache and everything. Just what we wanted.
Ask all you want. Still taking it. Climbing it down.
Hey, now, hold on. Before you get up there, let me come up there with you.
I'm a white wizard. There's no trouble.
Well, I'm just going to stay down here until you boys figure out who's on top.
That was very good.
Oh. That was really good. You had that great IUD line.
I know.
And you ended up not using it.
I know, it's weird because that was a practice run, which I'm really glad you let us do.
Yeah.
And then I forgot what I called a unit thing
unit,
or something?
Unit thing.
A unit thing.
But I couldn't help. It was really hard for me to try not to do Grand Moff Tarkin and Sauron jokes because these two, or Saruman rather, hanging out together. Mm. Just a weird thing. And so it was very distracting and it made me forget stuff. But I think we did pretty good.
You guys did really well.
Yeah, we did all right. Yeah.
All right, shall we take a look and see how the team of Fletcher, Dunford, and Frankenberger did?
Yes.
Yes, yes. We should.
It's the law firm of
Dunford.
Let's actually just enjoy this for a second. This is the freeze frame that Ducey gave me, which is...
All right, it's like a Herbal Essences commercial.
Let's get to the video.
Oh, yes. I just saw that. You have 10 minutes to create the audio track for the film clip you're about to watch.
I'm starting.
It's now.
All right.
Wait, so are we...
This is the clip?
Right, so...
Nice.
Oh, I'm not talking. I'm mentally communicating with you right now.
I will make this chess piece vanish before your eyes.
Oh, I'm sad.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. We were doing a game.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So.
Y'all can watch it as many times as you like.
All right. I have questions why there are two dudes and one chick in the club.
Yeah.
But. We need some more chugga 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 chugga.
I don't know.
Maybe he's giving her a.
It's okay that I'm 40 years older than you.
Wait, you said you were going to be done 30 minutes ago. Why are you...
Right. Anyway.
Jolly good.
Jolly good. I'm jolly good. Good. This is very hard.
piece on the ground. Is it a penny? Oh, it's a chess piece. I've been looking for chess pieces just laying on the ground at trades. Oh, my lucky day, and I'm
king
going in my room.
Queen four.
And, oh,
queen
is four this a chess piece?
Excuse me, I'm trying to think about it. Oh, yes, that's my chess piece. I was wondering where it was. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you, and please get...
Would you like to join me and talk about chess? Not many people talk to me about chess.
Yes.
I really am desperate for someone to talk to me about chess. I have another chess piece here for you if you'd like it.
I could see that. Yes, I like candy strangers.
Would you like to join me? I just want someone to... You can see maybe you're not interested, but it is a nice chess piece.
I guess maybe. Maybe yes. Yes. Yes, I want a chess piece.
No, I get the feeling you're not going to talk to me.
Well, that was a disaster. I'm thinking to myself because my lips aren't moving. Oh, yeah, we're gonna try this room. Hello.
What the hell? I'm in my room. Just fucking get out. Oh, darling, you're so old. I'm so young. What?
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yes, you're in my room.
What? No, this is our room, sir. I think you are in the wrong room. I have a ticket here.
That's a perfect
room.
Place
like,
for my jacket.
Where's your ticket?
Yes. I've looked in three rooms already.
Well, perhaps you should try a fourth.
Ah, that...
Darling,
that
make him leave.
Okay.
I want to cry.
Sweetie, I will handle this. I am in...
That was heavy.
Sir, please. I fart in my sleep. This won't work.
Yeah, my magazines. My special magazines. You might want to leave now. This is my private time.
He is quite a bit younger than Lawrence.
Maybe we can make this work, three of us.
Okay. Chop, chop, I'm just going to bed now. Good night. Whatever. I love you. I don't know whether I love you, Ken.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I don't know why I said I love you. You know, like when you hang up the phone, love you. It was like that.
Yeah. That was the best. What's the sound of pulling a chess piece off of a carpet? Rip. Okay.
How on earth would you score that? Because I was there. I have no idea.
I'm... Wendy sold that thing for me with the...
I love you?
You're so old. And the I love
you're
you.
So old.
So I'm giving 5 points to Team 2, 4 points for Team 1, for each of the members of Team 1. That's how I'm scoring it. Oh, look, I've already put the scores in the system because I made that decision earlier and saved a little bit of time. That means it's time for the final task of the day.
I am proud of what we made, Scott.
That's right.
Yes.
Put it on Tubi, see which one gets more views.
So, Tina, also in the manila envelope, just give them the easels first, please.
Oh, is this art?
It's art. Yes, in front of each of them. You guys are going to do...
Coloring!
You guys are going to do a little bit of coloring. Color by number. Or color by colors. Because they actually say the colors. This is what... Well, this is what your end result is going to look like. Thank you very much. I did that today.
Nice. Well done.
Okay. You assume
don't
a
put
lot.
The markers in front. Grab those markers real quick. Glasses first. So you got to wear your special glasses for coloring today.
Oh, my.
I went to the dark dinner. I'm ready.
Cool. And Tina, inside the manila envelope is... Oh, somebody over there. Inside the manila envelope is the task.
Just kidding?
The dark dinner.
Oh, Hammond, could you jump over there? There's a manila envelope over there that has the task in it, I hope.
Okay, just
that's what I'm doing. Now I know what weird thing he ordered.
You can't see the markers.
Yeah, it's the markers that are the problem.
Hey, I'm Jesse Plemons in Civil War.
Yeah, same exact... It really is the same exact ones that Jesse Plemons wears in Civil War.
That's great.
What kind of patriot are you? Mm-hmm. All right, who's going to read? Wendy hasn't put the glasses on. Wendy's going to read.
Yeah, we're going to... It's going to be a challenge.
Honestly, this is terrible.
Last year with that wax.
Okay, I think I got it. All right, read the following out loud. Wearing your special artist glasses the entire time, color the Las Vegas sign picture. Okay, you guys made me paranoid about words. You watch this with me. Okay, with the provided colored markers, most accurately colored drawing wins. You have 10 minutes. Nothing's cool. Weird about that. That's fine.
All right, push those glasses, put those glasses on, push them nice up and close.
It doesn't say that. It just says we have to wear them.
I'm Taskmaster. Push those glasses up on your eyes there. I'll exercise my Greg Davies right.
Okay.
Okay, provide them the markers.
Doesn't help anyway.
All right. Oh, I should have a timer, shouldn't I? Your time starts as soon as I open up my Apple device.
Are we allowed to take them off the easel? Oh, they don't come off the easel.
They're taped on the easel for your protection.
Excellent.
And okay. Pleasure.
Oh, do they smell? They smell.
Your time starts now.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that smells. Smart.
Wendy's just going to sniff markers the whole time.
Think that's it?
That's a good one. This one is blueberry. No. Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, they don't have a smell. Although I'm getting a little high, though.
So Hammond, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
This is more fun to watch than I expected.
It kind of is, yes, exactly.
Because some of them actually get it, others don't. It's like a dry roast, like a dry French dip.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, it's the
OG. Although we were allowed to see what the colors were for the... Oh, no, you're talking about the ending clay.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We were supposed to memorize it, but the problem was the lights made it impossible to see which colors were in the first place.
Scott, you can get as close as you
Brian
want.
So Brian just decided
help.
To lean into that this year. And
wintergreen? No? No? Okay. No one's helping me.
And by the way, the sheets that they're working with, the lines actually
connect. You are currently winning.
From the red to the star, the yellow to the outline. It just doesn't show up on here, but the colors actually do point to the right places.
Oh.
I had to manually draw them because Office Max printed them too fine.
Does anyone have any childhood memories right now?
8 minutes, but we could cut it shorter than needed.
Smells so good. No? All right.
Utah connection.
I mean, Hammond, what do you think of these chips, Hammond?
I think they taste like dry French dip.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible.
But this, like, the au jus makes it wet French dip.
Well, moist French dip.
Moist French dip.
Ew, he said moist.
Damp French dip.
Moist French dip is my air cover band.
Bang S, moist French dip.
It goes along with a wet scramble.
By the way, Showbot is available right now. I don't know if anybody has added any titles except me.
But. Oh, yeah. Bang S. That's right. We are doing Showbot for this. So if you do have show title ideas, where do they go? Twitch?
What? Oh.
Showbot.
Oh, Showbot. Of course. You don't have to be in chat to type a Bang S.
Oh, frick. I can't tell. Please be it.
It's the smell.
Now,
guys.
Because.
Ew, I'm smelling them.
These are going to take a while to score.
Are they?
They might. We're going to bring Same-Sex Mary out at 9 o'clock. They're going to perform for you. We're going to score during that time, and we're going to come out with the winner and announce the winner between Same-Sex Mary and the Swank Bastards. Got the name right?
And then give these out.
We're going to assume I got the name right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, dude.
This is.
You're doing great.
This one looks no, I'm really not. Weird.
I'm doing terrible. I think I got everything.
What's
I'm not
this?
Even sure I got that.
That is that is from Ref Fry. It is a little model of Ref Fry.
Yeah, that's as good as it's going to get.
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember which places I've hit already.
You don't care if it's like perfect, right?
No, with staying within the lines is not important.
As long as we're putting colors in the right zone.
The right color in the right spot is what's important.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm not going to like judge if you go outside the lines.
This is where he's kind, because I would have said neatness counts.
Well, I had to be nice after that whole push the glasses up on your face thing.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, probably, right?
Or have somebody behind us, like with a camera.
I'm not going to do this task again next year, Bobby Ann.
If we're done, can we rotate ours?
Oh, yes, please do. If you're done, you can rotate. Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know how to take that. Oh, can we take these off?
You can take them off now, but you can't look at your art once you've taken off your glasses and rotated your...
Damn it. Yeah. That's crazy that these do that.
You guys get to keep those glasses, by the way.
I'm gonna.
You can drive home with them, Scott.
Oh, that did not work out.
Is that the one thing Scott and I have in common? Is I hate driving too. My wife drives me everywhere.
This is how I don't mind driving. She just hates how I drive.
Oh, well.
I like driving.
I hate driving. Yeah.
Well, I like driving 30 minutes or less. This is how that gummy felt, by the way, what I see.
Well, it's nice that you look at the world through rose-colored glasses, yeah. Scott. That's
Aren't
a good thing.
Are you going to have a gummy?
You have a gummy?
2 minutes left.
Oh, my God!
It's really four.
You.
Hey, I'm smoking here.
Yeah.
I'm smoking here.
I'm smoking and bring me the news.
How did you come up with that voice, by the way, for that woman?
So, when my daughter...
If you can answer that while you...
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Cool. Yeah. No, talking actually helps me. So when my daughter was younger and she, you know, she'd come down with, you know, strep or whatever and she'd get a hoarse little voice, she would sound like a gruff old lady. And so we would like, you know, my daughter's like six and we're telling her stuff like, hey, bring me my cigarettes, you know, because it was funny to have a six-year-old saying something ridiculous like that. And I said, maybe that's not the best idea because then she's going to go back to her dad's house and say crap like that and I'll get in trouble. So then we came up with bring me the newspaper. So there you go.
I do like the fact that both of them came up with her being exceedingly grumpy and rude, though.
Yeah, they did. They both, well, I mean, you look at her and that's not a woman that's saying,
grumpy and rude.
Oh, hello, welcome to my cabin.
But she's sitting there smoking, reading the paper, and like doesn't even wait for him to read before she puts the paper back over her face. So she was basically go away.
What is, Christopher Lee, Saruman,
and Grand Moff Tarkin.
Peter Cushing.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
Terror Express?
I've seen this
Horror
entire
Express.
Film.
Horror Express.
I've seen the whole movie and kind of recently, and I don't remember what for. It may have been Adventure Club or something, but I watched it, and it's great and terrible.
Yeah, like, yeah, it is. It's the perfect. It's the perfectly best worst movie ever.
Yeah. I kind of wish we would have waited for FilmSack. It fits.
Yeah. We could wait a couple of years.
Yeah, we can wait. I'll forget all about it.
And then we could use this again.
Except this scene. I'll remember this scene.
You'll remember this scene.
It is slightly edited from the
Vegas
original film.
The desert,
we trimmed some things out. Like the Gordon
Christian. Wendy's making like ocean waves. Yeah. I think, is it blue? Can you tell?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Well, how much time I got?
I'm switching colors. Got,
now you really do have 2 minutes. Start wrapping up. Get those last little bits in.
Watch
all three players are smelling their markers furiously.
Now, every one of them's going to have
these are the
dots.
Same. Oh, God.
Hey, yeah, you can look.
That tastes like
but he's got his glasses on.
Like
he can look because he's got his glasses on.
That one's black.
On.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still around.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
They're kind of chilling me out. I like them.
The markers? The marker smell is chilling you out?
No, the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I freaking hey, this just is great. Put licorice marker all over my nose, y'all. Like.
Oh, I've been doing...
Y'all.
What the hell? Okay. Let's talk about y'all. I mean, seriously. Y'all is absolutely the best.
Y'all got some of that licorice marker for me?
Shut up.
Y'all got it?
I'm here to, like, de-southernize y'all because it is the best...
My wife's from Mississippi. She's sitting right there. She loves it. She's there. Yeah, she says y'all sometimes. Y'all.
It is a non-gendered second person plural pronoun. It is like, it's perfect.
And how do you spell it? Is it Y apostrophe A L?
Y apostrophe A L L.
My grandmother used to spell it Y A apostrophe L L.
That is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
Y'all.
If you put it in your Twitter bio that my pronouns are y'all, you're going to get heat.
Yeah.
Oh, no one likes that.
One quick thing. Scott, both Scotts, flip that around, grab a marker, and put your name on it. Oh, yeah.
Put your glasses on first.
He's got them on.
I can't tell
you. I'll
use Lalo.
And the rest of you, make sure you put your names on your... please sign your work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
30 seconds. For reals.
I think Bobby and Wendy are really taking it seriously. They haven't said a word.
Did somebody just make fun of my rant?
Well,
good color. Rant. Rant.
All right, are we supposed to turn it around?
All right, when you're done, flip it around.
Yeah.
Or,
ladies and gentlemen, how about a big hand for your Taskville team? Bobby Frankenberger, Wendy Dunford, Amy Robinson, Scott Johnson, and Mr. Scott Fletcher. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Same Sex Mary is going to be coming out. They're fantastic, as you know. Big thanks to James and Svet. We're going to score these in the meantime. We're going to come back and award a winner with something very special between the two acts. So make sure you stick around. And one more big hand for Taskville and the patience.
Good and job, Brian and team. Good job.
Good job.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Ducey and KT Data for getting me these videos. You guys rock. All right.
Yeah, Ducey kept me from crying in a corner earlier tonight, so I really appreciate that.
All right.
We should move. We got to move, right? We're moving?
Yeah, we're moving.
Right. We're moving. And we're walking.
Okay, so let's start from the bottom here.
Thank you.
Scott Fletcher with 11 points. Tied with Scott Johnson with 11 points. One up from them, Wendy Dunford. One up from her, Amy Robinson. By the way, these scores were within 4 points of each other, I should say. Tom Merritt still had whatever he was at. Six. And finally, you might be a little spoiler alert from the back of this thing. With four correct colors, but really like orange leaves and shit, Mr. Bobby Frankenberger.
Frogpants.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.